It shows that Satan has almost complete control of the minds of the young. By many, age is no more respected. 293.4 There are many children who profess to know the truth who do not render to their parents the honor and affection 294 that are due to them, who manifest but little love to father and mother, and fail to honor them in deferring to their wishes or in seeking to relieve them of anxiety. Many who profess to be Christians do not know what it means to honor thy father and thy mother, and consequently will know, just as little what it means, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. 293.5 In this rebellious age, children who have not received right instruction and discipline have but little sense of their obligations to their parents. It is often the case that the more their parents do for them, the more ungrateful they are and the less they respect them. Children who have been petted and waited upon always expect it, and if their expectations are not met, they are disappointed and discouraged. This same disposition will be seen through their whole lives. They will be helpless, leaning upon others for aid, expecting others to favor them and yield to them. And if they are opposed, even, after they have grown to manhood and womanhood, they think themselves abused, and thus they worry their way through the world, hardly able to bear their own weight, often murmuring and fretting, because everything does not suit them. 294.1 No place in heaven for ungrateful children. I saw that Satan had blinded the minds of the youth that they could not comprehend the truths of God's word. Their sensibilities are so blunted that they regard not the injunctions of the Holy Apostle. 294.2 Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the new earth. 295 Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. Children who dishonor and disobey their parents, and disregard their advice and instructions, can have no part in the earth made new. The purified new earth will be no place for the rebellious, the disobedient, the ungrateful son or daughter. Unless such learn obedience and submission here, they will never learn it. The peace of the ransomed will not be marred by disobedient, unruly, unsubmissive children. No commandment greater can inherit the kingdom of heaven. 294.3 Love to be manifested. I have seen children who seemed to have no affection to give to their parents, no expressions of love and endearment, which are due them and which they would appreciate, but they lavish an abundance of affection and caresses to select ones for whom they show preference. Is this, as God would have it? No, no. Bring all the rays of sunshine, of love, and of affection into the home circle. Your father and mother will appreciate these little attentions you can give. Your efforts to lighten the burdens, and to repress every word of fretfulness and ingratitude, show that you are not a thoughtless child, and that you do appreciate the care and love that has been bestowed upon you in the years of your helpless infancy and childhood. 295.1 Children, it is necessary that your mothers love you, or else you would be very unhappy. And is it not also right that children love their parents, and show this love by pleasant looks, pleasant words, and cheerful, hearty cooperation, helping the father outdoors and the mother indoors? 295.2 Deeds considered, as, though done to Jesus. If you are truly converted, if you are children of Jesus, you will 296 honor your parents. You will not only do what they tell you but will watch for opportunities to help them. In doing this you are working for Jesus. He considers all these caretaking, thoughtful deeds, as done to himself. This is the most important kind of missionary work, and those who are faithful in these little everyday duties are gaining a valuable experience. 295.3 Chapter 51, Counsel to Children. Seek God early. Children and youth should begin early to seek God, for early habits and impressions will frequently exert a powerful influence upon the life and character. Therefore the youth who would be like Samuel, John, and especially like Christ, must be faithful in the things which are least, turning away from the companions who plan evil and who think that their life in the world is to be one of pleasure and selfish indulgence. Many of the little home duties are overlooked as of no consequence, but if the small things are neglected, the larger duties will be also. You want to be whole men and women, with pure, sound, noble characters. Begin the work at home, take up the little duties and do them with thoroughness and exactness. When the Lord sees you are faithful in that which is least, He will entrust you with larger responsibilities. Be careful how you build, and what kind of material you put into the building. The characters you are now forming will be lasting as eternity. 297.1 Let Jesus take possession of your mind, your heart, and your affections, and work, as Christ worked, doing conscientiously the home duties, little acts of self-denial and deeds of kindness, employing the moments diligently, keeping a careful watch against little sins and a grateful heart for little blessings, and you will have at last such a testimony for yourself, as was given of John and Samuel, and especially of Christ and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. 297.2 Give me thine heart. The Lord says to the young, My son, give me thine heart. The Savior of 298 The world loves to have children and youth give their hearts to him.